When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
So we're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. As you can see right here in the middle, we have a young gentleman, man, coming right off the USA team, Jamar No Mercy Talley.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Making his debut as a professional. Obviously not new to the game. Welcome to Nebraska, my brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank you guys.
Yeah, you know, I know.
No Mercy,
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
no
so mercy we, before we, where did the nickname came from?
The nickname came from my head coach, Coach Chris Williams, back in Camden.
Yeah.
Camden, New Jersey, man. Earlier in my career, you know, I just come out, just letting my hands go, you know, just bringing the pressure.
Right.
And no mercy.
Right.
You know, and guys was falling, dropping.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I was getting the guys out of there. So he's like, yo, man, you know, I had another nickname too. Uh-oh. Right. Because,
okay.
Like I said,
uh-oh.
I was dropping guys.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
So, but then after that, he named me. He's like, yo, man, No Mercy.
Right.
That's the name.
Yeah.
And that stuck with me.
Man, what got you started in this great sport of boxing?
Man, my father, boxing is his favorite sport.
Right.
He just never had the chance to pursue it growing up.
Right.
Know? So, you know, he had three children, and I'm his youngest. And, you know, growing up with him, man, one of his things was like, yo, you got to know how to hold your hands and how to protect yourself.
Right.
You know, he taught me a lot of things in life, but that was one of his
So you scrapping with the siblings growing up?
Yeah, honestly. He had to sparring out, and we would get into our own little situations. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you talk about the discipline it takes and what you learn from boxing, I was a football player. Austin was basketball. For our people listening, talk about what you've learned through the sport of boxing and what you can carry on to win. I don't know if you have a family, but what you've learned through your dad, but then also sport of boxing.
Okay, well, you know, boxing, well, first and foremost, it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
You know, I grew up in a two-parent household, but I also had, you know, role models on the on the outside, you know, uncles and things like that that would help me and, you know, mentor, things like that. So not only that, but you know, like you said, discipline. Boxing and discipline, man, go hand in hand because you got to make weight, you know. You got to make weight. A lot of fighters don't make weight,
right.
You know. And you look at them like that's kind of like that's weak. That's
right.
A weak mentality. You're not making weight,
right?
You know, and it's kind of like an excuse,
right?
You know, so this is a way out, man. So you just get that as like, hey, this guy has no discipline,
right?
You know, man, and boxing has allowed me to travel the world,
right?
You know, see the world.
Where you been?
I've been to Bulgaria, Ecuador, Italy, you know, Serbia,
all
over the place, man.
Yeah.
So, honestly, man, boxing has changed my life, man.
Right.
It's allowed me to see a lot of things, and I think if I didn't have boxing, I don't know really where I'd be today.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, I think sometimes you know everybody thinks you choose a sport. Sport chooses you.
It's
coming out through your pores. You talk about making weight. We talked offline and stuff, and obviously you're at 200 pounds, but you weighed in at 196. I'm always interested in what your fight day or fight night weight will be or what's your goal, because obviously you got to make weight, but then obviously you're going to have to rehydrate, not overeat and overhydrate. So how many pounds or what will you do from tonight till tomorrow?
Well, when I weigh in, I like to, like, be under.
Yeah.
So – to have that allowance to eat and things like that. So I'm looking to gain about like 5 pounds.
Right.
You know, nothing crazy. You know, just come in.
Right.
Feeling strong. I mean, I feel good right now.
Right. Yeah.
And I haven't been down to this weight in a while. You know,
right.
I took a little break. But now, you know, I'm getting things back rolling, and I feel good, in good shape. you know, I'm gonna go eat, probably gain about 5 pounds, and come fight night, burn that off.
Yeah, see, man, listen, I will tell you, man, I'm almost 50. When you don't want to be just putting on 5 pounds like that at night, man.
I'm saying.
I wanted to ask you, man, your experience with USA Boxing.
Yes.
Talk about that, because I think now we see you making your professional debut.
Yes.
But talk about that process and how special that was, and what you're going to take from that to unleash tomorrow night.
Man, being on the USA team, man, it allows you to have come across a lot of different styles of fighters. So I have 50 fights.
Right.
Fights, man, I have a lot of experience. You know, I fought like the top guys. You know, I done did this at the highest level.
Right.
You know, being on the USA team, man, I've been to almost qualified for Paris.
Right.
You know, I've been to two qualifiers.
Right.
You know, I was in the finals in both of them. You know, didn't go my way. And,
right.
You know, this is why, you know, it's time for me to start my pro career.
Right.
But yeah, man, I've been at the highest level of all of it, man. And for me to get that far, you know, I know that my pro career, sky's the limit, man.
Right. You know, it's never where you start, where you finish. There's greats of all times. I think from Roy Jones to even, I think, Floyd Mayweather, things didn't go their way. Now look at it. So, you know, you go right along there. Talk about your opponent. Obviously, you're more focused on what you got to do. But talk about your opponent and what you look forward to trying. Not giving away any tips, just in case they listen. But talk about your opponent and who you face tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, man, I honestly don't know too much about him, to be honest with you. You know, I've been focusing on myself, my training camp, man,
right.
And, you know, relying on, you know, what the tools and things like that I learned,
right.
You know, and things previous, in the past previous years, man.
Right.
But I'm going out here, man. I'm just looking to box, let my hands go.
Right.
Put my punches together, man, and everything else will work itself out, man. I just go in there, you know, heart and confidence, man. Everything else will just work.
Right. How helpful is it when you talk about this pre-fight, the lead-up, where, you know, a lot of other sports, baseball, it's scouting reports, football, it's a game plan, basketball, it's a scouting report. You just said you're focused more on you. How helpful is that in this lead-up to any bout that you fight to just know, I got to focus on me. If I focus on me, I'll be good.
Man, a lot of people don't know about that. You know, you just got to trust the process, man. And you know you put the work in. So why would you go against yourself and think about all these things on the outside? You want to, you know, maintain that balloon and maintain that focus.
Right.
You know, when I say that and speaking about that, you want to maintain that focus on what you got to do.
Right.
You can't worry about outside. Because once you get hit.
Yeah. It's just all about how you react.
It's how you know.
Yeah, how you react.
You know, you can say whatever until you get hit.
Right. speaking of, you know, pattern your game. Who do you pattern, or who are some of the people that you idolize growing up, or who do you try to look for, maybe catch some tips when you watch them either on tape or you see them live?
Honestly, man, growing up, watching Floyd, watching a lot of old school boxers as well, you know, Hitman Hearns, Hagler,
watching things like that, it was war, right? A little bit of Reddick Bowe, a little bit of just different people, man.
And I kind of have a back in the day style myself,
right?
You know, when I'm boxing, so I just like to implement that in my fights as well.
Right. Yeah.
How much an influence just pops on that back in the day style?
Huh?
How much of an influence was your dad on that back in the day style?
Man, that's rhythm. That's his biggest thing.
Mm.
And where I'm at now with B&B Boxing, man, that's a lot. Right. That's what they focus on, rhythm.
Right.
Rhythm. A lot of fighters don't have that. And rhythm, when you're in rhythm, man, you're just flowing.
Right.
You're creating.
Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to watching you, man. You just got me hyped, man. Jamar.
Jay went Golden Gloves. You know that, right?
Wow.
Jay was doing it. Yeah.
He was in. I seen somebody get knocked out. I said, man, I got shoe hoops.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I was doing it to get some bad energy out.
Okay.
You doing it as a professional, man. Yes, I was fighting because I had to. You fight because you want to. But Jamar No Mercy Tally is here in Lincoln coming in, man. I wish you all the luck, my brother.
Thank you guys, man. You're going to do your thing.
Appreciate you coming on. We're going to take a quick break. Have one more boxer on, then we're going to send it off. Jay Foreman, old school with Austin Orman out at the complex. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.